Greetings, everybody. Welcome in here to the Shepherd's Call tonight. This is Pastor Buddy, and we're glad to have you aboard with us tonight. We're going to continue tonight in part two of the time gates of the Bible. We're going into the book of Proverbs tonight, chapter 7. We're going to read verses 1, 2, maybe perhaps 3 and 4. And then we're going to kick it off here into the discussion for the time gates. How that we keep time, not only upon the earth, but in the heavens, as we are relating back to our Father for commandment keeping. Proverbs 7 and 1 says, "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with you." Now, that's a pretty heavy order here of the day, because you see, Yahweh's ways are not your ways, and if you conform to Yahweh's ways, you're going to be hated in the world. They're going to despise you. They're going to look at you as very odd and strange. And you know, the Bible says that we are a very peculiar people. Well, you know, I've lived with that so long that it's just the norm for me. Everybody else thinks I'm out of step with time and reality, but I myself have been the servant of the King so long that it just comes natural to walk different from the world. If I find myself walking with the world or participating in the world or loving the world, I know something's wrong right away. Well, verse 2. Now, he says, lay up the commandments, but he also said, keep my commandments and live. Well, let's just say then that we're not under the law of the commandments anymore. Well, if you don't keep them, the Bible says you're going to die. The Bible says in the New Testament, if you say that you love Yahweh and you won't keep his commandments, you're a liar and the truth ain't in you. So we got something to do here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, rather than just twiddle our fingers waiting on the kingdom to come. Now, last night we left off in the 66th chapter of the book of Isaiah, where it says, in the new kingdom, that one that you will live in, that one that is an eternal place, it says there in verse 22, 23, and 24, we're going to particularly deal with 23 here, that in the new moons and in the Sabbaths, all of those in that kingdom will come and worship before me. Now, why? Because it's a time gate. If you go back to Ezekiel chapter 46 and read verse 1, you'll see that that time gate was only open on the new moon and the Sabbath. How could you worship? Well, how could you come through the door any other time? Because the Bible says the door then will be closed after the new moon and after the Sabbath. So if the door is closed, how are you going to keep the commandments and live and the law as the apple of his eye? In verse 2, bind them upon your fingers. Well, wait a minute here. Have you ever seen a fellow tie a string to his finger to remember something very important? Well, that's just exactly what this is signifying here, that we should bind the commandments of Yahweh. Now, what is his commandments? The fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. The first commandment is love Yahweh. Now, if you love Yahweh, you're going to keep the fourth one. You don't love Yahweh, how are you going to keep the fourth one? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I've been a Seventh-day Saturday Sabbath keeper for 25, 30 years, 40 years. I know some men, myself was a over 20-year keeper of the Sabbath on Saturday. Does that make me correct because I kept it on Saturday? Not necessarily. If the Saturday Sabbath is true, then I was a true Sabbath keeper. If Saturday Sabbath keeping was not true, then I was following after tradition. I found it to be tradition. So then, I began to check the scriptures and find out that they fixed Saturday Sabbath of the week and the fixed Sunday Sabbath of the week were, well, it was basically, it wasn't true. Because I proved to myself, I hope I'm going to prove tonight to you, that the new moon begins the first day of the moon. Now, when we say new moon, that means a dark moon, a moon that you cannot see. A moon that's new is a moon in its complete darkness. That's the new moon. Now, when you see first crescent light, it's beginning to wax. That means it is the first working day of that month. You work 6 days and you keep the Sabbath. Therefore, the Sabbath would fall on the eighth day of the month. Remember, you're going to work 6 days and you're going to keep the Sabbath. Now, let's go over unto the sixth chapter of the book of Proverbs, verse 20. My son, keep your father's commandment and forsake not the law of your mother. Well, who is your father and who is your mother? Them that hear the word of Yahweh and do it. Verse 21 again, bind them continuously upon your heart and tie them about your neck. Remember, we are taking warning here. And when you go, it shall lead you. When you sleep, it shall keep you. When you awake, it shall talk with you. Oh, my, I like that. Verse 23, that's the one I'm looking for here tonight. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Where we're not under the law, well, if you get out under the laws of Yahweh, you get out under the light, and you walk in darkness. And reproof of instruction are the way of life. Well, let's go now to the eighth chapter of the book of Proverbs as we begin our search for the true time gate. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? Now, ladies and gentlemen, you could have all the wisdom in the world, be as wise as Solomon. Without understanding, it would profit you nothing. If you have wisdom, make sure that you get understanding. Now, I believe I had a lot of wisdom when I was keeping Saturday Sabbath, but I didn't have any understanding how they arrived at the Saturday Seventh-day Sabbath until just a few years back. I began to search where the calendar came from. And by doing my own search, going into the calendar research department, then my understanding began to be changing because I noticed that the calendar had been changed. Well, my understanding changed several times because the calendar had been changed several times. Days had been taken from and days had been added to the calendar depending on what Caesar or what Pope or what authority ruled in the kingdom where these calendars were brought forth from the authorities that issues them. Now, have you ever wondered who gave the Romans the authority to write a calendar, to make a calendar? You ever wondered why in the first place that time was changed by man? Remember in Daniel 7:25, they shall think to change times and laws. Now read with me here in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 2. The principal thing here we're talking about is wisdom and understanding. She lays or she standeth in the top of the high places. Now if you want wisdom and understanding, you must pursue the mountaintop. You can't get this in the carnal valleys of your understanding. You must ascend to the top with prayer, fasting, and seeking Yahweh. The Bible says, the day that you seek me with your whole heart, you can find me. Wisdom is at the top of the high place by the way in the places of the path. Remember, the Bible said, again, to see and ask for the old path, and when you find it, walk in, and you will find rest. There's your Sabbath. The correct path is through the gate, and the only way you can come through the true gate is come through the first gate of the first day of the first month, and that is a new moon. When you see first crescent light, you go to work and you work 6 days, and then you'll come to the quarter. Tonight, our moon is in its first quarter. The Sabbath is beginning right now as I speak in the year 2002, and this is July the 16th. So then, at the going down of the sun on the 15th, at the beginning of the 16th day of this month, we have our first quarter Sabbath. And so then, your Sabbaths for this month will be on a Wednesday instead of a Saturday fixed day or a Sunday fixed day or a Friday fixed day, depending on who you are, Muslim, Christian, or Jew. Now, we got some Jew wannabes. They're what we call the Seventh-day Saturday keepers. And I don't blame you. I was deceived by that. I went after that because I turned from Christianity, the Roman calendar. But when I turned from the Roman calendar or the Roman doctrine, I kept the Roman calendar. You see, the Seventh-day Adventists, they turned from the Catholic Church doctrine of Sunday being the Sabbath, or the first day of the week, being the day to worship, and they went back to the Seventh-day Roman calendar, without realizing that neither the Jew or the Greek will take the new moon into the calendar counts, therefore deceiving themselves. And if I know, I'm amazed that I stayed in it as long as I did before I came to an understanding. Well, it takes many prayers, many fasting, many brothers, many sisters, many searching for the truth to come together, here a little and there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept for the truth. She cried, verse 3, at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the door. Well, wisdom cries at the gate. A wise man will remember that the gate is only open on the new moon and the Sabbath. A fool goes to the gate when it's closed to keep other times. Now remember, a wise man will go to the gate, I'm talking about a new moon gate, and a Sabbath gate to keep the appointment. Now, let's go back to the book of Nehemiah. The book of Nehemiah, and we're going to go to chapter 13. Now let me read you the third verse and show you what the law will do for you. It will actually separate you from the world. And that's just exactly what we read in the book of Proverbs. This is a very powerful verse of scripture here in the Bible. Now, notice verse 3. Now it came to pass that when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. That mixed multitude is Strong's number 6154, which means a mongrelized, blood-mixed race of people. You see, Yahweh's people are to remain pure. And so then when you hear the laws of Yahweh, you will come back to the old path. Now, verse 11. Nehemiah doing the speaking here. Then I contended with the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken? Well, let me ask you a question. If the true gates of the house of Yahweh are only open on the new moon and the Sabbath day, why is it that the Gregorian calendar and the Jewish calendars have brought us into different times for us to come to the door to worship. This is exactly what Nehemiah is contending with them, because he said, I gathered them together and set them in their place. Verse 14, remember me, O my God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for the office thereof. Now, if you've kept Saturday Sabbath, or if you've kept Sunday, and now you're hearing Pastor Buddy for the first time teaching you that both of those are incorrect, you've been sincere. You're a Sunday keeper or a Saturday Sabbath keeper. You've been sincere. Then Nehemiah asked that it not be laid to his charge for the error of him and the people. But remember this, he said in verse 15, in those days, here's where he saw a problem. I saw those of Judah treading the winepress on the Sabbath. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you work tomorrow, you're breaking Yahweh's Sabbath. You say, oh, Pastor, but it can't be. Well, you go back and count from your new moon, and then you work 6 days, and then you keep a Sabbath. And then you work 6 days and you keep a Sabbath, and you'll understand what Pastor Buddy's talking about here. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't have a new moon till the 10th day of this month. So at the going down of the 16th day would begin your 7th day Sabbath, and so it will be on a Wednesday. And if you work tomorrow, you're breaking Yahweh's Sabbath. Now, you may be doing it ignorantly, but still you're doing it. Now then, if you hear me tonight and you work tomorrow, you're going to have a defiled conscience. Now, Paul said, oh, miserable man that I am, who's going to separate me from this misery? Well, if you know to do good and do it not, it's a sin. If you know to keep the true Sabbath, and you know the formula now, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I'm sort of tied up right now. I want to keep it, but I'm in Babylon, and I can't get free right now, but I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm crying for Yahweh to make me away. That's good. That is good. See, that's acceptable. Yahweh said, if thou first be a willing man, this is acceptable to Yahweh. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I had a brother that called me last evening, and he's from the state of New York. And he was so serious. He prays 3 times a day. He reads his Bible daily. He searches. And yet, he just now, by listening to the shepherd's call, he's just now coming into the truth of the true Sabbath, and he's so miserable. Well, we have Brother Craig out in the state of Oregon, and he's in transition right now between jobs and things of this nature, and a lot of things have happened into his life, but he's just recently come into the revelation of the true Sabbath, and he is a true blue Israelite. He's searching for a way, he's praying, and he's seeking the right path, and he's praying that the Father will direct his footsteps into a job or into a situation where that he can remember Yahweh on his Sabbath. Now, if that's a willing mind, and you're willing to do that, and Yahweh knows your heart, then that's acceptable. So then, Yahweh will pardon your transgressions, although you are breaking the Sabbath, but you're trying to get your life straightened out to where you can keep it. See, Yahweh's merciful. He's not going to kill you. You don't see many people out here dying because they're not keeping the Sabbath. But there's a day coming when he will judge, and you'll have no excuse. So that the Bible said it'd be better for you not to know the way than to know it and not obey it. Once you know it, then you start looking for solutions in your life. Figure out the problem. We see Rome wasn't built in a day. It certainly burned in the night, so you don't want to do anything hasty. Just make your election and calling sure. Wait on Yahweh. Make every step count and be willing to sacrifice those things that are before you. Looking toward the mark and the high calling in the Messiah, that he may deliver you from every evil way, and particularly to deliver you from Babylon. Now let me finish up before we go to break here. In those days I saw Judah treading the wine press on the Sabbath. They were bringing in the sheaves, that's the wheat and the oats and the barley and things of this nature, laden asses, they were hauling produce, also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold their foodstuffs and their produce on the Sabbath day. Now, like I said, if you follow the New Moon Covenant like I do on the Sabbath, then your Sabbath begins now. Matter of fact, we're celebrating Sabbath right now by worshiping him and teaching you the truth of the Sabbath. Now, tomorrow night, about this time, the Sabbath will end for this week. So the weekly Sabbath will be on Tuesday night until Wednesday night at the going down of the sun between the evenings. That's how you keep the Sabbath on a new moon covenant. Now, the gate is open in heaven right now. All of the angels right now, according to the new moon covenant, they are now in rest with the Holy Father, your Messiah, who died for you and gave you this knowledge and this wisdom and told you to become a wise man and to prove all things. And ladies and gentlemen, like we challenged the preachers and the teachers of the Saturday, Sunday, and the Friday Sabbaths, weekly fixed Sabbaths, we challenged them last night to a debate here on the Shepherd's Call. Let's get the truth and put it on the table here. Let's lay our cards on the table and see what kind of a game we're playing here. Now, if you're playing the truth of the Scriptures, the Bible said you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now let's drop down here as he contended with them. Let's notice verse 16. There dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which bought or brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold it on the Sabbath. Sold it on the Sabbath to the children of Judah in Jerusalem. Can you imagine that they bought the men of Tyre? They brought in fish. There's been a fish market down there. And they were buying their fish on the Sabbath. And they were buying their wares, that's clothing, on the Sabbath. And verse 17, look at it. And I contended with the nobles of Judah. See, he went to the leaders of the house of Judah. And I said unto them, what evil thing is this that you do to profane the Sabbath day? Now, you say, Pastor buddy, you know, it's just a joke. You're just preaching to hear yourself preach. There ain't nobody going to keep the Sabbath you recommend. Well, they didn't keep it then. Ain't very few keeping it now. We'll be back after the break and tell you that if you don't keep it, there's somewhere waiting on you, and it's called Ashes in the Dust. Praise Yahweh. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. I'm coming back, and you stay tuned. Welcome back in here, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you with us. We're on a study of the Sabbath and the time gates, and these time gates are very important, we believe, Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to go to heaven, you got to keep the commandments. I believe that highly and truly. And if you don't, well, then just any old way will do it. You just potluck it, and we'll just all go to heaven, I guess, and we'll all be one happy big miscegenated family up there. And, you know, all these Sabbath breakers, and it doesn't matter. You know, just as God knows your heart. I've heard every kind of excuse in the world to keep from keeping it or doing it, because we've got a tradition thing now. Sunday has become the Sabbath, and I can prove that that day is corrupted, it's wrong, and so is Saturday. Well, so is Friday. So then what are we going to do about the situation with the Scriptures? How are we going to turn back to the truth? Let's bring it on with the truth of the issue of the Sabbath. Where is it in the Bible that Yahweh said, you don't have to keep the Sabbath no more? It's not really important. I didn't really mean it. I was just playing games back there with these people that I killed, and I mangled, and I chased out of my land for corrupting my Sabbath and breaking them, which is what we're going to read here just in a minute, and see. You see, if Yahweh's just playing games with us, then, you know, our game is just as good as his game. But if he's sincere, and he's looking for those who love him, and those that will keep his commandments, then what are we going to do when he comes in the clouds with power and great glory to judge us if we haven't done these things he said to do? Now, you know what the Scripture said? He that saith he loves Yahweh and won't keep his commandments is a liar. And also, why call me Yahweh and do not the things that I say to do? Isn't it more important to try to keep his laws and commandments than it is to keep Babylon and the tradition of Babylon? You say, well, if I don't show up on Sunday over at the church, Brother Buddy, the pastor be calling for me. Well, you'd be better to put that pastor out to pastor and get you one that'll tell you the truth. I don't care where it crooks your back or whether it knocks you down or whether it steamrolls you to where you don't know what day of the week it is, so that you could relearn the true days. And we need to reestablish. This is Pastor Buddy, and I'm going to say this tonight. We need to have a return back to Yahweh's time calendar. And I will challenge all preachers under the sound of my voice tonight, and I know there's many, but you see, they want to lay low in the darkness because, you see, they love to go to the Sunday school. And they love to let the women get up and teach the little children. And they love to read out of them, you know what, them Sunday school quarterlies and stuff like that, that some stupid, ignorant man or woman without the Spirit and the guidance of the Spirit has wrote for them in the past. And here they are in the future trying to make truth or heads or tails, and it's just a nice little traditional tale, you know, like the Easter Bunny and all the little, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane, and then they tie everything to Easter and to Christmas through Christ, and they make it sound so good, and it is a time for rejoicing. God loves everybody. We're all one big happy family. We are going to this church and that church. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't open the Bible, if you don't come back to the truth, if you don't repent of your sins, as Nehemiah says here in verse 22, and I commanded the Levites. He didn't ask, beg, borrow, or steal. He said, I command the Levites that they should cleanse themselves and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy, and I am pleading and crying for the same people to return back to the original calendar of Yahweh. And that Yahweh calendar is the two lights that he hung in the heaven, these eternal timepieces that Yahweh has put into the heavens, never changing, always constant. And he said as long as the sun and the moon hung in the heavens, that his people Israel would remain before him as a people. And it says in the New Millennial Kingdom, verse 23 of Isaiah 66, that these gates shall be opened in the new moon. That's the time that we begin the count of the new millennial. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're not counting that way today, you won't be in the new kingdom to count that way when it comes. Praise Yahweh. Now, we're going to prove that just in a minute. I commanded them that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my answer to you is this. The time gates. That's what he was talking about. Keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Well, I dare you to write under the margin here of where that you're reading here, I dare you to write in Ezekiel chapter 46 and verse 1, and I dare you to turn over there and read it and see what Yahweh says the day of the Sabbath and the day of the new moon will be on. Now, if you will dare to do what I challenge you to do, then you'll find out in Ezekiel 46 and 1, it says that the gate to the worship assembly, in other words, we're talking about time gates here that Yahweh will observe and be there to worship with you. And that's the whole secret of the Sabbath. Any other time that you worship him, he's not there. You say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, I just don't believe that. Now, glory to God. He hears me pray 24/7. Glory to God. Well, I don't dispute that. But hearing you pray and being there is two different things at a designated place where you open the time gates on the new moon. Yahweh has commanded himself to be there with a covenant. And he'll keep his covenant if you will keep yours. To him, he will come to you, and he will worship with you. He will sup with you. Behold, I stand at the door, he said, and I knock. Isn't that marvelous? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. What door is he standing at? He knocks on the new moon. He knocks on the Sabbath day. Well, when's the Sabbath day, Pastor Buddy? You say it's not Saturday. Well, when is it? Duh. Did you go to school? Can you count? If you keep a new moon festival feast and you don't work in that day, and how many scriptures, how many times have I give you these scriptures where you do not work in the new moon? You do no servile work. You carry no burdens. It's a Sabbath day. Yahweh has designated the new moon as the time beginning of the month. It's a time of blowing the trumpet, and it's a time to rest. Man, you work for this man, Yahweh, and he gives you marvelous time off. Did you know every 7 years he lets you rest a whole year? It's amazing. You can't beat the benefits? The Bible says Yahweh daily loads us with benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm loaded with them. But, you know, the benefits of Yahweh, according to Matthew chapter 11, verse 27-28, that the burdens of Yahweh are not heavy. Are there blessings? Just trying. He said, see if I won't open the storehouse or the gates, the windows of heaven. These are the time windows. See if I won't open them and pour you out a blessing if you will remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. If you will remember the new moon and keep it holy and use that pattern throughout your month, hey, you're going to be blessed. Notice then, verse 19, and it came to pass that Now, we're still in Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 19. It came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates be shut and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. Now, we're not talking about the gates to the inner temple here. This is the gate to the outer city. So this gate to the outer city would be shut where no man could bring traffic, the laden mules and the wagons of commerce, to stop that so they could all come inside through the time gate of the Sabbath, of the new moon and the Sabbath days, into the temple to worship Yahweh, where he said, I will sup with you and you with me. Then they were not to be open till after the Sabbath. Remember, that's the exterior gate, or the outward gate, the inward gate. That's the one that will be open on the Sabbath for you to come in and worship with him. Oh, isn't it wonderful? That I set guards at the gates that there should be no burden be brought in, see there, on the Sabbath. So you couldn't carry a burden through the main thoroughfares of the city. Nehemiah made sure that those gates were closed, but he made absolutely sure that the gate to the temple that they've known and restoring would be open on the new moon and the Sabbath, the very day that the gate was shut outside the city, was open inside the temple. So you see, it's like light and darkness. What is in is out, and what is out is in, and what is up is down, and what is down is up. The paradoxes of opposites here. Light and darkness has no fellowship, and things of this nature. Now, if you would read verse 23 to verse 31, you would understand that he kept contending with the people in the Sabbath meetings and in the new moon meetings where they fellowship. And what he told them, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what needs to be taught to this nation as it is going to hell as Sodom and Gomorrah in a handbasket, so to speak. But this would clear it up if they would keep verses 23 through 31 and keep the 22nd verse as the Sabbath to keep it holy. Now, let us go over to Nehemiah chapter 11. We'll back up a chapter or two here. Let's go over to Nehemiah chapter 11. I'm going to read you verse 19. Praise Yahweh. Moreover, the porters, and it lists them, and their brethren that kept the gates were 172. And so then thou was employed in the city of Jerusalem, these men that were employed to be gatekeepers. Now remember, we're going to Psalms now, 104, and let me show you something about the gatekeeping. And we're teaching the Sabbath gates, praise Yahweh, as we go to the book of Psalms 100, verse 4. Listen to what it says. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember in Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1, you could only enter into the gates for giving thanks on the Sabbath and the new moon, on the new moon and the Sabbath. Otherwise, the gates was closed. So how are you going to enter in to give him thanks only except on the day that he specified, and that had to be a new moon, which the Roman Catholic Church denies. That's a whore church, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Pastor Buddy has to be so brutally honest that I lose so many friends over my honesty. I'm sorry if the Jewish church and the rabbis who call themselves true blues Jews are not. There's a few good ones, But in this case, they are not. Anybody that would change Yahweh's eternal timepieces in the heavens are not Yahweh's friends. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And anybody that changes his mode of timekeeping are liars. Now, we read that in the book of Revelations last night. Liars, thieves, he that climbeth up, behold, I am the door, he that climbeth up some other way. Now, what's the door other than the true days that Yahweh has designated for you to come and to serve him? So enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Oh, what a wonderful Savior he is. Now, Psalms 99 and verse 7 will confirm the scripture that we read in the book of Proverbs. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies. Now, I want to ask you a question. If you go back to the 20th chapter of the book of Exodus, you'll find where Yahweh reminded Moses and the people from the cloud to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. They kept his testimonies and the ordinances that he gave them. Remember, Nehemiah was restoring the ordinances back in Nehemiah chapter 13 to a people for a purpose. Now we're going over to Psalms 118, if you will. Hurry. I'm in a hurry. Let me close it out here quickly. 118 verse 19. And read with me. Open to me the gates of righteousness. Now what's that saying, Pastor Buddy? Well, you got to find the right gate to have it open. You see, most of the judicial or most of the legistic, if you will, those who write the laws of religion now, I call them Pharisees and lawyers. They are modern-day terms. We still got them around, ladies and gentlemen. The Catholic Church and the Jewish Church, who have done away with the New Moon observance. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I know some Orthodox Jews that keep the New Moon. Well, praise Yahweh. Isn't that wonderful? That is great. I wonder if they keep the rest of it. I wonder if they're baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. Oh, no, they think that's too sacred to it. Well, then they're not Orthodox. Orthodox are those that will praise his name. Because we read here in verse 22, the stone which a builder refused has become the head of a corner. If they won't use his name, they refuse it. And if they refuse it, they're not his people. His people are called by his name. Verse 26, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't come in the name of Yahweh, you're coming in some strange name, and I don't recognize you, neither does Yahweh. You shouldn't have anything to do with anything that walks out of the name. I don't have much to do with those that do walk in the name. I watch them. Why? Because you never know what Satan has planted, the tares among the wheat. So the Bible said, prove your brother. And if he's a true brother, walk with him and talk with him and worship with him and sing with him and shout with him the great name of Yahweh. All right, again. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise Yahweh. This gate of Yahweh into which the righteous shall enter. Now, what day would the righteous go into the gate according to Ezekiel chapter 46 and verse 1? Be on the new moon and on the Sabbath. Correct? Well, then that's the righteous.
Well, what about them going on Saturday?
That ain't the righteous. That's the one that thinks they're righteous. Did you know there's a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death? You know, for 20-some years, I thought I was righteous when I found the true Sabbath, and I started keeping the Jewish Saturday. And was I ever wrong? You see, the Sabbath don't fall on Saturday just every once in a while. Praise Yahweh on the road, taking Sabbath with the new moon. But you see, the Sabbath that the Jews and the Greeks have invented is off every 400 years a day, and if he gets off a day, then what are you going to do in 1,000 years? You're going to be so far off the line that you don't even know when the Sabbath comes, and that's exactly what has happened here. Ladies and gentlemen, as we read Psalms 122, verse 2, to close out tonight, our text, Psalms 122, now notice what it says in 122. And we're going to begin at verse 2. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compacted together. When the tribes go up, the tribes of Yahweh, unto the testimonies of Israel to give thanks to the name of Yahweh. Oh my, when the tribes of Israel go up at the appointed times, now when's the appointed times? In the day of Yahweh. This is the day that Yahweh hath made. It is a day of rest. It is the new moon and the Sabbath. Now, quickly, back to Psalms 119, verse 105, 106. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Ladies and gentlemen, you're destroyed for the lack of the word. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If you have the word, you have the knowledge. If you don't have the word, you don't have the knowledge. But if you've got knowledge, you must get understanding to know what to do with the knowledge. It is a lamp to my feet. It is a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep the righteous judgment. Isn't that wonderful? As we read now, verse 115. Depart from me, you evildoers. That is all those that won't keep the new moon Sabbath and the appointed Sabbaths. For I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continuously. For verse 18, thou hast trodden down all them that err from your statutes. Now, right there, I want you to write in that margin, underneath that verse of scripture, Isaiah 66 and verse 24. That's verse 24 of Isaiah 66. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll read Isaiah 66, verse 24, the Bible says, all those that will not come up and worship him on the new moon and the Sabbath, we will go forth and look upon the ashes of the wicked who have transgressed his statutes and commandments. Plain as Pastor Buddy can make it. If you're not a new moon keeper to mark your festivals and your beginning of the moons, and you know the word month is so deceptive. They say, well, in the fourth day of the month, they don't even recognize that we're talking about the moon. So why would they quote Yahweh's scripture and turn around and change the new moon to the tenth day of the month? My time is coming gone. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. Pastor Buddy, I'll see you tomorrow night as we continue on the subject of Sabbath. Yahweh bless you and keep the Sabbath and remember his new moons. Praise Yahweh.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live at Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Standard Time on this great station. Praise God.